The Chilkoot Indian Association unveils new regulations for the trail system, and a burn ban may extinguish hopes for a fireworks display in Haines this year. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Chilkoot Indian Association manages several miles of trail in Haines. They're instating a few rules for usage. Guests on the Chilkoot Indian Association's trail system have some new rules to follow. Motorized vehicles, camping, cookouts, and harvesting on the trail system are now prohibited. Tribal Administrator Harriet Bruyette says the rules are in response to current trail usage.
Well, actually, we had always intended on having some guidelines for use, and we just kind of have thought, well, we'll just take our time developing them, because a lot of times we'll develop rules or guidelines and find that they don't fit. So you kind of give it a chance to see how things go.
The CIA subdivision trails are private property, so trail users are guests. The trails are intended to be a benefit to the whole community. Ryan Barber is the Assistant Transportation Coordinator for the CIA. He says the trails are accessible, including for the elderly and people with mobility challenges. Barber says it's useful to think of trail maintenance as a relationship.
But having that continual relationship, it is a lot of work, but it's a much more beneficial way to do things long term. And I think that's part of why this policy is written too, having that relationship with the other people who are using the trails, with the other animals that are using the trails, looking at all the plants and trees back there, and trying to get that in a healthy balance.
The trail takes time and money to maintain. CIA employs 4 trail maintenance staff, and that number often grows over the summer. The ban on motorized vehicles is for the safety of other trail users and to keep the trails from degrading. Camping and cooking are prohibited because the trails lack the facilities and maintenance to support such activities. And finally, they ask that harvesting is left to elders only.
Because again, that's the access issue. That should be left for elders to use. And other people that are younger can harvest in other places.
The trails remain multi-use for pedestrians, cyclists, skateboarders, and dogs on leash. Harriet Bruyette again.
We invite folks to come and enjoy our trail, but please stay on the trail and don't take anything out.
The CIA asks that guests on the trail use common sense. The new rules are in effect immediately. The state fire marshal's office announced that the use and sale of fireworks in much of Alaska, including Haines and Skagway, is suspended until further notice. A far-reaching suspension of fireworks in Alaska threatens to extinguish the first Haines fireworks display since 2015. The Chamber of Commerce planned a big fireworks show.
Well, sorry to be the Grinch.
That's Ken Marsh, the public information officer for the Alaska State Troopers. He says the suspension includes municipal fireworks displays in Haines and Skagway.
Our resources spread so thin due to existing wildfires right now, we just can't take the chance of more wildfires starting up. It's really a public safety issue at this point.
But Chamber of Commerce leader Tracy Harmon and local fireworks retailer Phil Wild are not giving up on the old-fashioned 4th.
The way it's saving it was with a state burn ban, you can't not do a fireworks show on any part of land, including the beach. So the object of the game is now is to try to put the fireworks show in the water, like the salt water of the ocean.
The borough agreed to let them put the fireworks show on a float barge. But floating fireworks are still a violation of the ban, unless they are at least 3 miles from shore. Wild says the ban means his retail permit is also suspended, and there will be no display out at 33 Mile either. That is, unless it rains. Here's Tracy Harmon.
We are trying really hard to get a fireworks show for our community, for the town, but unfortunately, weather just doesn't want to play with us this year so far.
Any plans for a municipal fireworks show this year are contingent on the ban being lifted. Roger Beaving served in the Coast Guard as a group commander out of Juneau from 1970 to 1972. Part of his duties involved overseeing 4 isolated lighthouses in southeast Alaska, one of which was the Eldred Rock Lighthouse. Beeving was in Haines over the weekend to give a presentation about his time managing Eldred Rock. He stopped by KHNS to speak with Henry Leisha about the work that went into managing that lighthouse.
I've always been interested in lighthouses.
Where did that interest come from?
Probably from when I was a cadet at the Coast Guard Academy, and then on my first ships, and using them to help navigate and whatnot. The first time I visited each one of these lights, I took every person aside separately and asked them if they had one thing they could change, what would it be? And they all wanted leave during mid-tour. And I was able to accomplish this. These are considered isolated stations. They would go there and spend a whole year. Some of these people thought they were banished. You go out there, you're stuck out there for a year. Mm-hmm. And with four people, three or four times a year, they would be visited by a buoy tender to, bring more supplies and whatnot. So you're isolated, but sometimes you can see civilization. That had to be hard for the people that were there.
Did you ever have to deal with any incidents, where you ever called out, outside of kind of your normal scheduled visits where you had to kind of deal with the situation?
Yes.
Yeah.
The day after I relieved as group commander, our first class yeoman said, "Mr. Beaving, you better take this call." It was a charter plane service wanted to know when they should pick up the girls from Eldred Rock. They had lost the information. What they had done, I think it was the officer in charge, had been in Juneau for a while, so he knew some girls. And they knew they would not get a surprise inspection during the change of command ceremony. So I said, "You're picking up this afternoon? Yep. Can I go with you? Yep." That was my introduction of group commander duties.
And what did you say when you arrived there? And did they know immediately, okay, we're in trouble?
Yeah, they knew that because I said, "I'll deal with you later," and I did. But, I wanted to give them a medal for ingenuity, but you couldn't.
That was Coast Guard veteran Roger Beaving in conversation with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha. Beaving gave a talk at the Haines Sheldon Museum on Saturday about his time overseeing the Eldred Rock Lighthouse. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us.